The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 5. As you can well imagine, this decreased my enthusiasm for this little expedition considerably. The idea of traipsing through the uncharted territory of this godforsaken place, in search of some city foolish enough to get itself lost, and doing it without any more sesame snaps or instant puddings, to name but two of our more painful losses incurred in the flight of the porters, had no appeal for me. The wisest of the guides, to my way of thinking, Sammy, was with me, and promptly suggested that we return forthwith to Zuleika, where, in a matter of days, we could be sitting by a pool, enjoying a nice Cuba Libre. This seemed the only sane plan. Unfortunately, the other three remaining members of the party were made of sterner, albeit dopier, I would conjecture, stuff. Without even really considering Sammy's proposal or my girlish whining, they resolved to press on. Glumly, I packed together my kit and strapped it back onto my flatulent camel, with whom, unfortunately, the porters and the evil Rudiger had failed to abscond. I was enjoying myself less and less. Roger, to his credit, had noticed that I wasn't very chuffed at the prospect of continuing, and he rode along beside me for a while in an attempt to cheer me up. He emphasized what he considered the many positive aspects of finding the city of Lenore. For the life of me, I can't think of a single one he mentioned. I'm sure his argument seemed cogent and convincing to himself, but to me it wasn't even worth listening to. I was in a major sulk. It's one of my few skills. If I wasn't so lazy, I could probably compete internationally. Once I've entered into the sulking state, I am impervious to all outside stimuli. The only things that can possibly make their way into my cranium at that juncture are any little bits of conversational detritus that can serve as fuel for my sulking obsession. Therefore, anything that I heard Roger say merely fed my massive disgruntlement. When he realized I wasn't really listening, he rode on ahead, leaving me to pick up the rear, sadly engaged in a veritable festival of loathing and self-pity. I was happier than I had been in a week, but it was not to last.